All right. The council would like to respectfully acknowledge the local Aboriginal people who are the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this meeting takes place. Civic prayer.
Almighty God, from whom comes every good and perfect gift, we give you thanks for the blessings you bestow upon us in this shire. Grant to those who hold office in this council the spirit of justice and truth, of wisdom and charity, that mindful of our responsibility and of the needs of those we serve, we may promote the true welfare of your people, exercise wisely and faithfully the authority committed to us, and advance the common good through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Okay, apologies to Lee Reynolds, so Councillor Reynolds will apologise.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, and Councillor Reynolds asked me to agree the reason for his apology. Is that acceptable?
All depends what you're going to say. So, yeah, you have to be careful, Gus, that's all I'm saying.
Well, it's either yes or no, I can read it or it's not.
Well, I've got a message from Councillor Reynolds saying his apology is taken seriously.
Yes.
I think that'll cover it
a bit.
Yes.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to remind all councillors that when you are conflicted, if there's a business item in which you are conflicted, could you please leave the meeting? A council officer will call you as soon as that item is over and you'll be able to come back into the meeting electronically. Thank you.
All right, we'll do that vote as such. The vote is present.
Hands up or hands down?
Hands up or hands down. Because it's all it's on. If you're in favour of it, hands up. Okay? Hands up on your screen.
Use your yellow hand on the screen. Thank you.
All right, confirmation approved. Minutes of previous meeting.
Second.
Councillor Brooks, councillor. Disclosure of any pecuniary or non-pecuniary interest. We'll start on my left, Councillor Ward. Eric, no. Councillor Leblin.
No.
Councillor McNeil.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to declare a significant non-pecuniary interest in item 14.1. It relates to a requested apology for myself from the council.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have two. Item 11.1 on page 37, the Mount Pleasant operations. I have a pecuniary interest in that, Mr. Mayor. My employer undertakes work for the applicant. Also enclosed council, Mr. Mayor, 9.1, page 110, the Mangoola Extension Project, again, a pecuniary interest. And again, my employer undertakes work on for the applicant.
Well, I have community interest. One is the relation to the Merrill Cup.
Hang on, you haven't asked us yet, Rod.
Not because I'm a dance, because I'm a member of the club. And the other one's in relation to the Clover Council, the selection of the surveying company. Well, my brother is a manager of one of the proposed contractors.
Is that 19.7?
Yes,
Councillor Eve.
I have a pecuniary interest in item 11.3, general building renewal program, as I work in those buildings named in the report.
Thank you. Councillor Bowditch.
Thank you. I have a pecuniary interest in 12.2 on page 76 for the Maxwell Venture. Yeah, I was involved in a triple fee and a letter regarding for the movement of their rehab. So, yeah.
All right, is that all? Thank you, Campbell. All right, any public participation? Bill?
No public participation.
All right, general business, election of mayor and deputy mayor.
You're going to vacate that?
I'm going to vacate the chair. It's only you, specifically, Councillor Woodruff, of the Premier.
Thank you. No, you can go to the, which is.
Another GM?
Yeah.
You should stay with the lady because it's not only applicant.
Have nominations been provided?
Yes.
Maybe for the board? Thanks. I've received the following nominations for the office of mayor for the ensuing term. I have a nomination for Rodney Wayne Scholes. And the nominee has indicated their consent to the nomination in writing. Councillors, I now call for any further nominations for the office of mayor. This is the second call for further nominations. This is the third call and last call for further nominations. As I have received none, I now declare the nomination for the office of mayor closed. And that being only one nomination, I declare that Councillor Scholes is duly elected unopposed to the office of mayor for the Muswellbrook Shire.
Thank you. Voted me twice and I'll be the mayor for 3 months. I'll be very happy.
I have received the following nomination for the office of deputy mayor for the remainder of the term. For Jacinta Ledlin. Councillor Ledlin has indicated their consent to the nomination in writing. Councillors, I now call for further nominations for the office of deputy mayor. This is the second call for further nominations. This is the third and last call for any further nominations. I now declare nominations for the office of deputy mayor closed. There being only one nomination, I declare that Councillor Ledlin is duly elected unopposed to the office of deputy mayor of the Muswellbrook Shire for the remainder of this term.
All right, thank you. Okay, we're on to 7.2, which is the fixed day and hour of October for 21 council meeting, which is for October 21, we'll be meeting to be held at the council chamber possible on Tuesday, the 26th of October 2021 at 6 p.m. Do I have a mover? Councillor McNeill. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? Chair unanimous. Mayoral minute. So, was the Grand Mayoral minute the number special? It's the withdrawal requested in the interim right government withdrawal in environment. Planning assessment amendment infrastructure contributions bill 2021 from the New South Wales Parliament and undertake further consultation with local government sector or on any proposed forms of infrastructure contribution system. Any comment, discussion? Okay, we'll have a mover. I'll move it. Have a second, Ash? Councillor Reeves. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Put the hand up on the screen. Councillor Bowles?
Hello.
Okay, thank you. I declare it part of the evidence. Any business arising? All right, 10.1, which is the DA from 20/133, Bank Bank of Accommodation, 14 Hayden Street. The offer's a recommendation to approve the development application for the construction of a backpackers accommodation at lot 1. And 2 BP551973, 14 Hayden Street, Muswellbrook, subject to conditions of consent recommended in the attachment. B. Any discussion? All right, I'll put the motion, otherwise, the favour raise your right hand.
We've got a minute and a second.
Councillor Ford. All those in favour, raise your hand.
No, I speak as for and against.
So you would speak against?
Yes.
Can I ask? Okay, Gus.
Sorry, did I get that wrong? I thought.
No, you were just a bit concerned.
It's any dissent.
Fear concern from conflicted. Well,
yeah, point of order.
Sorry?
The mover has the right to speak first.
I can't hear you.
The mover has the right to speak first.
Yes, 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 yes. Councillor Lehman.
10.1? Oh, sorry. Can you just confirm that for me?
10.1.
Yeah, 10.1. I'm satisfied with the feedback that was provided in relation to the clarifications that were requested in the previous meeting.
Councillor Bill, did you report?
Bill, just on the concerns you have, I will declare an insignificant funeral interest.
If you declare it, I'm talking.
If I declare it insignificant, then I can still participate in the debate. I'm declaring it as being insignificant. I accept that I live in the locality. However, I cannot, I do not believe there is any substantial impact to myself that would warrant a declaration of interest.
I believe that if you have an insignificant conflict of interest in this matter, that it would be advisable not to speak. I'm happy to get a second opinion from either council's legal advisor or the manager of government. I'm going to take it that they are in agreement, unless that's Alexandra and Kipper.
Jana, I'm just referring to the.
Thank you.
I didn't understand. But
she's referring to the code of meeting practice, a double check.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Melissa.
Councillors must declare and manage any conflicts of interest they have in relation to any item of business. The council is to maintain a record of conflict of interest made at public forums and how the conflict of interest was managed by the councillor who made the declaration.
Are you saying there's no further advice there, Melissa?
Fiona, if you don't mind if I say something, I would consider it. If the interest is so remote or insignificant that it could not reasonably be regarded as to influence the decision, then I would say it's okay. But if it's, you know, close or not insignificant, then, yeah, you won't be able to.
Thanks, Alex. So at what level of significance do you see yours? It's insignificant, and why would that be so? You live in the vicinity?
I do live in the vicinity. It's a different street, but it's a connecting street. I don't believe the...
Were you in favour of council notification?
No. Well, I was on the list, but I never received anything in the mail, no.
But you were on the list.
Well, I believe I was on the list, and if Hamish is online, he can probably confirm or deny that, but it would seem too coincidental that I've missed the mail was pitched on two different occasions.
Yeah,
so it wasn't, no, it wasn't notified in the mail. It doesn't, there's no shadowing of my property. In relation to the traffic, if we compare that to the highway traffic that I experience and the traffic that commutes to the pool and to Olympic Park,
I'd say it's insignificant.
It's completely insignificant.
I would consider it insignificant. But right. I get resolved,
No, I'm happy to be protected and I thank you for your advice.
Yeah.
My problem goes to the overshadowing. I've looked at the overshadowing diagrams on the adjacent property and I find them to be unreasonable. From 2 o'clock, I won't quote the times because I haven't got it in front of me, but for a lot of the period of the winter months of June and July, much of the house is in shadow for a large period of time. That will make the house very cold. There is an elderly person there. That can change, but I know that elderly people crave their sun in winter. It's a health issue. It's a very unhealthy thing to live in that shadow. That's the crux of my concern, and I just feel that the impact on the amenity of the residential property by way of also visual privacy and acoustic, as well as social impacts, as mentioned in the submission. From by the resident that's affected, and I will add that